این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on the issue of Palestine. It's a duty upon us and any Muslim to refuse plans such as those of Sadat and Fahad. It is duty upon us to condemn such plans that do not benefit the poor. Today, one of the most dangerous affairs is the Camp David plan and the plan by Fahad, which strengthens Israel and its crimes. These plans create rifts and open the way for Israel. Now the revolutionary and brave Muslims of Palestine are shouting, inviting Muslims to uprising and unity with tremendous effort and divine clamor.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iRib English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences and speeches of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. On the subject of Palestine and the Quds, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "The issue of Palestine is a priority for the Islamic government." You know, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh was the first marja' taqlid, that is source of religious guidance, and the great religious leader to authorize the use of monies received for charitable disbursement to support Palestinian combatants when the Quds occupying regime perpetrated yet another crime in its long list of crimes and set fire to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, with complete foresight and in stark contrast to the policy adopted by others on the matter, which was to endeavor to have the mosque rebuilt, stressed the need to preserve the vestiges of Israel's crimes as a symbolic factor to incite and encourage the Muslims to rise up against the existence of the main reason for the crime, that is the occupying regime.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
He emphasized the importance of public knowledge and awareness in the Islamic world, stemming from the principles of belief and the Ummah's common faith and culture, and of avoiding sectarian differences. He called on the heads of the Muslim governments to accept this approach too, and believed that as long as the governments were of the same mind and the Muslim governments to accept this approach, that as long as the governments were of the same mind as their people and went along with Muslim public opinion and demand, they were to be entrusted with the authority of leadership and with the responsibility for guiding the struggle. Okay, dear listeners, that was the time we've got for today's episode. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh on the concept of Palestine and the Quds. In that regard, he said, "The issue of Palestine is a priority for the Islamic government." Thank you very much for being with us in this episode. I wish you have enjoyed what we said about the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and what we said in general in this episode. Now, until another one, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.